This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, I've said many times, I love aphorisms, maxims, proverbs, and teaching stories, all of which contain a powerful, succinct point, a certain lesson. And of things of this nature, I also love koans. A koan is a question or story or statement that can't be understood logically. Zen Buddhist monks meditate on koans as a way to abandon dependence on reason in their pursuit of enlightenment. The most famous koan is probably, two hands clap and there is a sound. What is the sound of one hand? That's a koan. I collect koans, both traditional Zen koans and also koans that I've identified myself out in the wild. These are sayings or stories that seem to have great meaning, but I'm not exactly clear what that meaning is. I came across a story like this recently. This story strikes me as very powerful, but I'm not exactly sure how to characterize its meaning. It's about the nature of the salvation of souls, and about doing good for others and virtue, but somehow I can't quite grasp its lesson. I came across this story in My Several Worlds, the 1954 memoir by the Nobel Prize-winning author Pearl S. Buck. She's probably best known for her novel, The Good Earth. I'm on a bit of a Pearl S. Buck kick right now. You've probably noticed this if you look at my weekly hashtag Gretchen Rubin Reads posts on Facebook, where I post a photo of the books I read each week. I've been reading a lot of Pearl Buck. So here's the story. Pearl Buck was born in 1892, and she was the daughter of two Presbyterian missionaries, and she spent most of the first 40 years of her life in China. Here she relates a memory from her childhood. The Chinese attitude toward the whole business of the missionary may best be exemplified from a little incident I once saw take place in my father's church in an interior city. He was preaching earnestly and somewhat long, and the congregation was growing restless. One by one, they rose and went away. There is nothing in Chinese custom which forbids a person to leave an audience. He saunters away from the temple, the public storyteller, or the theater when he feels like it, and a sermon is an entirely foreign notion. My father was disturbed, however, and a kindly old lady on the front seat, seeing this, was moved to turn her head and address the people thus, "Do not offend this good foreigner. He is making a pilgrimage in our country so that he may acquire merit in heaven. Let us help him to save his soul." This reversal so astonished my father, and yet he so perfectly understood its sincerity, that he begged the pardon of the assembly and instantly stopped his sermon. I cannot stop thinking about this story. I'm not sure what to make of it. Why did this declaration by the woman cause Pearl Buck's father to stop his sermon? And how do we judge his decision to stop? I'll post a link to the book in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.